All right, it's another week of Vaselli's Breakdown, a little holiday version of it. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. But this week outside of Christmas is a little bit of a downer after three straight wins at home, going on the road against San Francisco 49ers, a game that I think all of us had some questions about, a tough road trip against a team that's, yes, 4-10, but playing very well with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. They had not lost a game since he'd become the starter, and they still haven't. Uncharacteristic game for this Jaguars team all the way around. Offensively, for the first time in a long time, the turnovers showed back up. Blake Bortles, three interceptions. One of them was for a pick six. And the other two gave short field for the San Francisco 49ers to get easy touchdowns. Then defensively, holy cow, 44 points given up. Yes, six of it was on a pick six. But this is a defense we've been used to dominating and getting people off the field. And at worst case scenario, holding the field goals. But from the start of that game, Jimmy Garoppolo and that offense had control and really dictated the pace to the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. Now, even though they lost the game, we are still division champs for the first time in the history of the franchise for the AFC South and the first time overall since 1999 when the Jaguars won the AFC Central. So that's the good news. We found out about midway through the first quarter, but boy, you just couldn't celebrate quite as much as you wanted to because of that loss that we just discussed. With that said, they are the number three seed, locked in, nothing can change. The only thing that we still have to wait to find out is who will the Jaguars play? And the team they play this week, division rival, the Tennessee Titans, are one of the teams that they might possibly play week one of the playoffs in wild card weekend. Now, the Jaguars can control that. They can knock out the Tennessee Titans with a victory in Nashville. Now, this is the Tennessee Titans team that came up week two and absolutely dominated the Jaguars, especially in the second half when they had the ground game going and the Jaguars couldn't get off the field. That was a lot of poor play by Blake Bortles in the offense. They were very stagnant, never got anything going. So the Tennessee Titans are very confident for this week coming in. Jarrell Casey has had all kinds of comments saying, yes, they might not be the division champs, but basically they can own the division if they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's going to be a tough contest, and I believe the right strategy is for this Jaguar team to go in all their weapons hot, play to win, and knock out this Tennessee Titan team. You don't want to play them, in my opinion, again, week one in the playoffs. I'm Tony Vaselli, and that's my breakdown.